This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So Friday, Falcons played the Titans, and I was like, I'm going to go check it out. I'll go up and I'm going to go check out the game, which was hard to do where I was. But I said, I'll go check out the game and go to one of my favorite spots. So Cabernet, Prime Steaks, Seafood, Spirits, up and out for Reddit. Love it. It's a great place. Got to give a big shout out to all the people there, including David and Brian McInnes, the owners, co-owners, certainly the general manager, Jason. But Mike, I'm sitting at the bar, walk in, GM greets me, great dude, his name's Jason. And he's like, oh yeah, go ahead, man. And I sit at the bar because you can enjoy a stogie. And I'm sitting there, there's nobody hardly in there. It's early. And all of a sudden, a guy walks in, and there are four places reserved, and he sits down, and he pulls out this incredible lighter, and he puts it on the table, and I said, man, that is sweet.
Now, what makes it so cool?
Well, the design, and it's so unique, me being an aficionado, you don't see this kind of lighter anywhere. It was specially made.
Okay.
So I recognized immediately, you just don't get that from a regular cigar store. And I said, man, that lighter's cool. He says, yeah, man, check it out. So we're sitting there, and we started talking. He says, man, I got this last week. I said, really? He says, yeah, casually. One of my friends just went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, well, there's a conversation starter.
So I kind of do a double take. And he says, yeah, man, so this came from his after party. And the after party was incredible, but we had cigar makers there rolling cigars, and they gave everybody these special lighters. So now I'm looking at this lighter.
Giddy up.
Right? And it's got, like, designs on it. You're not going to find it. And because it was specially made. So I'm thinking, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, so you were at the Hall of Fame? He goes, yeah, man, a former teammate of mine. So I'm like, okay. Now I'm thinking, who the hell went in the Hall of Fame this last couple of weeks, right? And I look at this dude, and I'm like, dude, I know you. And he's like, you do? And I'm like, no, but I think I know you. And he says, well, my teammate was Sterling Sharp.
Right.
And I said, oh, yeah. Sterling went in. His brother, you know, Shannon, they were there. It was great. So he said, yes, we were at the after party.
So Packers in the 90s.
Yes. So we start talking, and he's like, hey, here's who was here, who was at the party. NFL did an incredible job. And I'm like, yeah, it's Don Majkowski.
The Magic Man.
The Magic Man. And literally, Mike, we hit it off, and I'm like sitting there like, Don Majkowski, what the hell are you doing in Atlanta? He's like, dude, I live here, man. I've been here forever. Super, super dude. We kicked it the entire night. So he has another buddy that shows up because Smitty, and a big shout out to Lulu, his wife, they're celebrating like their 30th. I'm not sure. I don't want to get it wrong, Lulu. Sorry. Their 30th or so anniversary. Maybe it was longer than that. So they come in, and they're great friends. And anyways, man, we're sitting there talking, and Don Majkowski, guys, if you don't know the story, and this is why football is so fragile, he's playing really well before Brett Favre gets there. Favre, obviously Mike is here. They make the trade. Don Majkowski gets his ankle broke.
He was up for the – he was like in the MVP voting.
Dude, he was playing incredible. And an ankle gets broke. That's it. Favre comes in. You guys know the rest of the story. Mikowski's contract was up. He goes on. I think he played. He said Colts. He told me Colts. Yeah. And Detroit a couple of years later. Had a really good career, but super guy, man. And I just want to give him a big shout out because he was so non-assuming. But that story, when he sat down, I was like, yeah, teammate went into the Hall of Fame. And I'm like, who the hell's your teammate? Sterling Sharp. Oh, now it makes sense. And by the way, I said, were you guys any good? He said, man, it was me and Sterling. And Sterling and me, and he was like, they didn't have another wide receiver on the other side. And he was like, so think about what happened with the Packers. He leaves, right? Packers, Brett Favre comes along, and think about what happened. Reggie White comes. Right. They start piling up free agents. They're drafting incredible, Mike, and then they win the Super Bowl in the mid-90s. That easily could have been Don. Obviously, timing and all that stuff works out, but got to give him a big shout out, man. And Cabaret is an unbelievable place. One of my favorite places to go because you can smoke at the bar. It was incredible. But that was a cool story because he was so non-assuming. And I'm like, the Magic Man.
Don's a great guy. He actually set me up with his au pair.
Really?
Back in the day. Yeah,
really?
When I lived in the real world house, Sandy Springs. Again, Becky, you can turn the radio off now. Yeah, Don, great dude. Again,
terrific.
I think he still lives in Johns Creek.
He does.
But anyways,
he
really, does. Really good guy.
Yeah,
outstanding. And so,
does he know that story or the real?
Oh yeah, I mean, if we get him on the show, we'll talk about.
All right,
yeah.
I'll hit him up.
Back in the day,
I'll hit him up.
Yep. So was it like guys are asking on the text line? Was it like a blowtorch? Was it like a Zippo? What made this light?
No,
look
no,
so
no.
Cool?
It was a torch, but it was long, and the designs on it were special for those who were at this party.
Okay.
So I think they
custom made.
Yes, they made this specifically for the after party for Sterling and his guys that were going to be at this party. So. That's why I said you're not going to find it. You might find one shaped like it, but you're not going to find that particular lighter.
And it's interesting because we were talking about, you know, Don, because, you know, Brett Favre gets traded because he misses the team photo. Jerry Glanville, well documented, said enough is enough. They felt like he wasn't going to be on the straight and narrow here in Atlanta. Goes to Green Bay, the rest is history. But that's where, you know, the strange twists of football, because Magic had been the man for
he
all
was.
Those years.
I mean, he was.
Had a couple of really good seasons.
Interesting stuff, man. 404-726-0929. Listen, when we're out and about, you just never know who you're going to run into. And it's crazy because Mike, just like you, you know, we're out places and we run into people all the time. And it was just crazy to think that, like, the 6 degrees of separation.
Right.
And, you know, obviously he's dibbled in TV and sports radio and done some stuff. But he's like, oh, yeah, man, you know, I know your station. I know what you guys do. And it was really cool to get a chance to chop it up with him. But I'll say this. It's high on Michael Penix. He likes what he sees of Michael Penix. And, you know, from one quarterback to another, and we've talked to Dave Archer and all these guys. Look, at the end of the day, I think quarterbacks know when other quarterbacks can play, right? Whether you get a shot, Mike, whether you learn or you get a chance to do the things that are expected. But he was talking, you know, a lot about Penix and what the expectations are. And he's like, man, I love the way this kid plays. Can't wait to see him. And then I said, well, yeah, you're not going to see him until the regular season.
Right. Put him on ice, as we learned from Coach. Whether that's the right way to go or not, it's the way we do it. As we said, we're not great in opening games. Only 3 wins since 2015. I remember that we had that run where Dan Quinn couldn't win a preseason game back when there were 4 of them.
Correct. That's right.
And again, as we said, it doesn't matter. But when you go and have like a 10-game preseason losing streak, I think you do want to at least get a dub, even if it's for guys who will be working for UPS. You know, once the season starts, that's one of the strange things about, you know, the momentum and rolling it into the regular season. Does it have anything to do with it? I heard Randy Mack talk about it. You know, when you got veterans who know their job and know what to do, it's one thing. But when you've got a guy that, you know, you just want to create, you know, that chemistry, especially with the other receivers, since we're not going to see Darnell Mooney anytime soon. Don't know if that extends into the regular season. Our buddy Mark Grimondi, we can talk more about this in the Falcon Report at the top of the hour, but something you and I have been talking about a lot. But it's basically an article that ESPN published today talking about Michael Penix Jr. and the relationship with Kyle Pitts and how they're forging that bond. And I'd like to see if Zach has the confidence, and you talked about it earlier today. You had T.J. Yates was calling the plays from the coach's box, and it was Zach on the sideline for that game on Friday. But is Penix Jr., and can you get Kyle Pitts, Carl, to maybe fill in the blanks while Darnell Mooney finally gets out there?
Look, I'll say this. There are a lot of guys who like each other and have great relationships in the locker room. Doesn't mean they connect. You hope it does. But it doesn't mean because Penix likes KP and KP likes Penix that, Mike, they're going to have 10 touchdowns on the season. I would hope that that's the goal. But, Mike, we don't know. Like, and the cool thing is we go back to that first day when Penix spoke after, I think it was the first workout, and he was like, yeah, got KP the ball today. There'll be more of that.
Right.
He was putting it out there knowing that we along with a bunch of other people around the country, have been talking about why he doesn't get the ball as much. So he's trying to dispel that immediately when camp started. But let's be honest. It's just like with this whole not playing in the preseason thing. We won't know until the season starts. Like, in week one, if Kyle Pitts goes for 6, 115, Mike, and a touch, then we can start having this conversation. Like, I can't tell you that it's going to be magic all of a sudden because he likes him. And I know they do like each other, and their bond is golf, guys. That's where they started bonding.
We know that Casey Washington, you know, has looked good at camp. Mooney's got more of a speed element to him. And we did find out that, you know, this team, we knew it. We found out, you know, kind of unequivocally that they kind of slow roll injury information. That's their prerogative. So right now we learned today that, you know, Jalen Walker's got a groin. It was a hamstring. So that's just another, you know, aspect to, unfortunately, not getting a chance to evaluate him with the first team defense. Albeit 11-on-11 at practice, he's not going to play in the preseason now because only one more game against the Cowboys. Some guys out there, Carl, will get a chance to say, hey, I got to play in the Cowboys stadium at AT&T. And that might be the highlight of their NFL career. Because this, let's be honest, we're not going to see any of the starters. It's going to be that depth battle for wide receiver. I don't know if we're going to bring in more pieces for offensive line. Man, that offensive line looked scary in the first half. It was ugly. A little bit better in the second half. Got the run game going a little bit.
Penalties. And look, I know you're not playing normally with guys that you're going to play with. But the second team has been the second team for the most part. There have been some guys that have been shuffled in and out. But that's preseason football, right? When you've got four fake starts, or false starts, should I say. And then what else did they have? They had two holding calls, I think, Mike, on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. You had an illegal player downfield. That happens. Passing play or running play or whatever. And it's a play action guy gets downfield. But those are penalties that come back to hurt you. So I just feel like my major concern right now is not Easton Stick. It is not whether or not Natron Brooks is going to make the team, who had an interception in this game. It is not whether Nathan Carter, who ran the ball really well, is going to be the third running back on this team because we have Bijan and Tyler. It is the fact that our number one first-round pick has not shown me enough. That's what my concern is. And you can tell me it's a nothing burger. Let's talk against Tampa week one. If he goes out...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike and has five tackles, solos, and a sack, then I'll shut up. Mm. But that's where I am right now about Jalen Walker. And I don't even know if that's the kind of performance I should be expecting with the injury he's been suffering from, knowing that he may go into that game wanting to play. Rob will want him to play him. The fans will want to see him, and he may be 80%.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.